Hello,
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a state local community survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing our state. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote.
Definitely vote.
And I'm going to review the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
It's not very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Chris Chafee. Do you recognize that name? Chris Chafee?
Chafee?
Yes.
Can you say the first name again?
Chris Chafee.
I don't know that name.
Okay. The next one, Larry Hogan. Do you recognize the name? Larry Hogan?
Yes. I recognize Larry Hogan.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of that person?
Somewhat favorable.
And last one, Robin Thicker. Do you recognize the name? Robin Thicker?
Do not recognize that name.
Okay. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat
support. Is that correct?
Somewhat support, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Somewhat support.
And now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very, somewhat, not too important, or not at all? Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt? It's very,
very important.
Okay. The next one, job creation and economic development.
Very important.
The last three, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
And securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Securing and protecting, energy independence for this country.
Very important.
And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And the last one, Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
Very much likely.
Okay. And the last part of the survey, thank you again for your time. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. And again, after each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
And the last one, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, somewhat more likely. And I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today. For whom would you vote, Robin Picker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican, a conservative Republican, or something else?
Conservative Republican.
And would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.